At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we're about to chat with Daryl Settles about a fundraiser that he has happening for his son. It's a sad story initially when you hear about it, but obviously they're turning it into a positive, which is why we have them on the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. They lost their son, Preston. He actually collapsed on the basketball court at the Brooks School in North Andover back in 2022. Daryl, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Very well.
Tell us about the Preston Settles Memorial Fund Casino Night that you guys are going to be doing.
Yes, this is our first and only big fundraiser for the fund that we started 3 years ago after my son, unfortunately, transitioned.
Can you talk a little bit about your son and why doing this is so important to you?
Well, you know, he was a happy-go-lucky guy. He was like, you know, center of the room. He would want us to inform people what we were trying to do about the disease. You know, his disease was undetected. We had no idea that he had the disease. He was a very healthy kid. I don't know if you know the story, but we went to his basketball game and we got there and within 10 to 15 minutes, he was on the floor. And, you know, my kids have been playing sports since they were 4 years old. Mm. We're used to seeing people, you know, on the floor, on the field. And after about maybe 5 or 6 minutes, you know, I noticed that his legs had not moved and I knew something was wrong and we ran over. Mm. And as we approached him, he started experiencing a major seizure. And so we never, ever thought that he was having a major heart attack or had had a major heart attack. And so we were just trying to get him to breathe, talk to him, told everyone to back up so he can get some air. It went down from there. But anyway, you know, most people don't know that they have this disease. Mm-hmm. And it happens more often, you know, with young kids, young adults. And it's something that we're trying to make the Commonwealth more aware of. And more importantly, when something like this happens, that people immediately think about using the AED.
Right.
Because that's what saves lives. You know, it happened with Damar Hamlin. It happened with LeBron James's son.
Yep.
You know, both of those cases were incidents where the AED was used immediately, and those two individuals are still very active and successful. And we were able to raise $1 million before this event, and we're hoping to raise $1 million+ at this event. And so we're very excited about it. We have two major chefs from the city of Boston, one being Lydia Shower, another one being Douglas Williams from Mita. It's a fun event. We have a lot of casino style entertainment. We've got a big, large band, and we're looking to have a great time tonight and Wednesday night and expecting around 500 people.
People want to get involved. You're having a big casino night. How do they get tickets?
Well, they go to the website, which is ps3casinonight.org. Again, ps3casinonight.org.
What can we expect there? Because you know I play some blackjack.
Sevens!
All right, come on down. We'd love to have you. It's going to be from 6 until 11 p.m. on Wednesday night at the Cyclorama in the south end of Boston.
Amazing. Well, we wish you the best of success, and thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
and I enjoy you guys. Take care.
Don't hang up yet. Don't go yet.
Oh, okay.
We have more good vibes.
Yeah, we got more good vibes for you, Daryl. So we want to let people.
You.
Yeah, we want to make sure we sell some tickets. So if you want to get tickets for this event, ps3casinonight.org, or you can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. The fact that you're sharing your story about your son is very powerful. And also, Daryl, we want to let you know now you're officially a member of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo!
All right. Well, we thank you. And if people can't make it and they want to make a donation, they can also make a donation on that website.
Good deal. Well, it was nice
thank
to meet you,
so
Daryl.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys.
Okay. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So, a lot of things to discuss this morning, friends. In a major... excuse me.
Do better.
I will try. In a major setback for Justin Baldoni, his countersuit against Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, and their publicist, as well as his lawsuit against the New York Times, have been tossed out by the judge. The judge, Louis J. Lyman, granted the motion to dismiss the $400 million lawsuit filed by Baldoni and the Wayfair parties against Lively and Reynolds, which alleged extortion and defamation, as well as the $250 million defamation lawsuit against The Times. The judge noted, however, that Baldoni's legal team can still amend the claims for breach of implied covenant and tortious interference. I'm not a lawyer. With a contract, if they choose to, with a deadline of the 23rd of this month. Lively's lawyers call the decision a total victory and a complete vindication for the actress and others whom Justin Baldoni and the Wayfair parties dragged into their retaliatory lawsuit, including Ryan Reynolds, Leslie Sloan, and the New York Times. They say, as we have said from day one, this $400 million lawsuit was a sham, and the court saw right through it. We look forward to the next round, which is seeking attorney's fees, treble damages, and punitive damages from the Wayfair parties who say they perpetrated this abusive litigation. So this is basically, in a nutshell, what happened. So he and his company accused Lively, Reynolds, publicist, New York Times, of defamation. They tried to tie to the allegations of sexual misconduct that he has denied that Blake has asserted. The judge found Lively's statements and her California civil rights complaint are legally privileged. Baldoni failed to show that any of these people acted with malice.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, all those claims gone, he can refile, as I say. Meanwhile, Lively's original sexual harassment lawsuit against Justin and Wayfair Studios is still set for trial in March of 2026. Blake released a statement hours after this happened, saying, "Last week, I stood proudly along 19 organizations united in defending women's rights to speak up for their safety. Like so many others, I felt the pain of a retaliatory lawsuit, including the manufactured shame that tries to break us. While the suit against me was defeated, so many don't have the resources to fight back." She vowed that she was more resolved than ever to continue to stand for every woman's right to have a voice in protecting themselves, including their safety, their integrity, their dignity, and their story. "With love and gratitude for the many who stood by me, many of you I know, many of you I don't, but I will never stop appreciating or advocating for you."
So on the back of a business card, she files the lawsuit against him for all these allegations, and then he files the countersuit saying that he, you know, she's besmirching his good name with this lawsuit, essentially.
And bullied him and utilized her star power to make him shut up.
Right. And the judge is like, "That's not how that works." She's filed a lawsuit.
Like that these things were not done with malice.
This is just
no
a part of the lawsuit.
Evidence towards that. But there is a part here that's privileged, so we won't see that. I don't know what that part was. I think that was the part where he wanted to see her, like records of showing that she had, this might come out later, you know, like her mental health, her state of mind, if she, because she's suing for these things. That said, that's where we sit right now. So we'll see what happens. Popular podcaster Alex Cooper claims in a new docuseries that she was sexually harassed by her soccer coach at Boston University. Call Her Alex, which premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival over the weekend, it debuts on Hulu today, chronicles her ascent to stardom, detailing her early childhood in Pennsylvania and her journey to become one of the most influential podcasters on the planet. In the two-part docuseries, which NPC News viewed screeners of, called Call Her Daddy, host alleges that her former coach, Nancy Feldman, fixated her, wanted to know who she was dating, making comments on her body, and always wanting to be alone with me, is what she said. Cooper played on the team from 2013 to 2015. The coach, who has retired since, Alex says that she made comments about her appearance and her legs, put her hands on her thigh, once questioned her about a date, whether she had had sex the night before. Alex says, "I felt deeply uncomfortable. She was attending BU on a full scholarship and felt like if she didn't do it, she was going to lose her ride, as we have seen many people, men, women, and whatever." Cooper's mom says the family reached out to a lawyer who advised them to sue,
but warned litigation could take years.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper said her parents reached out to the school to report the claims of sexual harassment. Her mom provided notes that she wrote to the school.
I read that it was Alex and her mom and sat in front of the school and provided all this information. And they essentially did nothing and said, well, you can keep your scholarship. But
they said they wouldn't conduct an investigation
right.
and they wouldn't fire the coach. She said she wanted to play her senior year, but didn't want to play for that coach. And then they said, sure, you can keep your scholarship even if you don't
play. What is the coach's name again, Kennedy?
Nancy Feldman.
And apparently, I was reading in the Globe this morning that she has a long, very storied history of accomplishments here in our community. Mm-hmm. She was born and raised here. She was an accomplished athlete herself. You know, the star athlete who grew up to become the star coach, that program never did anything before she was there. And then, you know, she retired and nobody ever investigated any of this, which is just some crazy allegations if they're true.
Yeah.
You know?
But just, it's hard for me to believe things like this are still happening in our day and age.
Right.
People utilizing power over young people.
And I guess that's what Alex Cooper said was that while they were
all
doing
all alleged, of course.
Yeah. But, they were doing the documentary. And so something came up and somebody said something to her that they were still experiencing it, that it was still happening, apparently.
Well, she hasn't been there for since 2022 is what
but
if it's still happening there with a new coach, my God.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. But Alex Cooper was just there to film the documentary and apparently had some conversations with current players. Mm-hmm. And that's what inspired her that, you know, she felt like she had to say something.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot.
All right, let's end on a good note, shall we? Dakota Johnson and Chris Evans are in a new movie together, and they were on the Today Show yesterday.
Okay.
And they were being asked their non-negotiables for dating because, as we have heard, she and Chris Martin have broken up. So here
they consciously uncoupled.
So here's Chris Evans being adorable and Dakota Johnson being Dakota Johnson.
What's the non-negotiable?
Oh.
I would say must love dogs.
Oh.
Gotta love dogs. If you're not a dog person, what are we doing?
Okay. Well, Dakota, you check that box.
I don't like not an
That's concise.
Did you say not an a-hole?
She did.
I mean, that's a good place to start.
It is a non-negotiable.
What does that say about your boy? But if you have Dakota on your show, she's going to swear. I don't think she's ever done an interview where she either didn't swear or she completely backed up the bus and ran it over you if you didn't get something right. Remember that one time she was on Ellen DeGeneres' show and Ellen's like, well, it's nice to meet you. And she's like, yeah, you didn't invite me to the, or invited you and you never showed up, something like that.
And she was like, no, Ellen, I did invite you. You turned down the
invitation.
Here
are my receipts.
Yes.
So anyway, that's what I got.
Of course, Captain America loves dogs. Well, it's our wholesome Sudbury man.
That's all he posts about. Is
he would never swear on TV.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's gonna be a Subaru summer. Make sure you check out SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Megan from Rockland.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm just reading the notes here on what you have going on in your life. You are in school to be a funeral director?
I am.
Well, at least your office will be quiet.
That's true. Really.
Clients won't talk too much.
How long is that school?
I'll be done next May.
And how long have you been in so far?
A little over a year now.
Was there somebody in your family that did it, that led you there?
No, I'm actually, had just something I've always wanted to do, and now I work in the industry, so I'm going for it.
I mean, helping people through that part of their life is so important, or that part of their journey, and their family's part of that life. Wow.
Yep. I know,
All right, Megan, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, you too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof coffin. She can't hear anything that is happening. What?
I was only half paying attention. I just caught it.
Megan, are you ready?
I am.
Question number one. Michael Biehn appears in the animated film Predator, Killer of Killers, making him only the third actor ever to face off against a Predator, an alien, and a Terminator.
That's cool.
Terminator star Arnold Schwarzenegger became a governor following his acting career. Which state was he the governor of?
California.
I actually watched a little bit of that animated thing.
I watched the whole thing last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I love The Predator.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm about maybe a half hour in. Question number two. Yeah. Amanda Seyfried thinks Paramount owes her money for Mean Girls merch, which she doesn't get a cut of. She suggests that she was taken advantage of because she was, quote, 17 and dumb when it was made. In Mean Girls, what is the word Gretchen keeps trying to make popular?
Fetch.
RM and V from BTS are officially done with their military service, making them the third and fourth members to complete their mandatory service. RM spent his time in the Army's military band, while V served in a special mission unit. What is BTS fandom called? What do the fans call themselves?
I have no idea.
All right, question number four. Doja Cat, Tems, and J Balvin will headline the first ever FIFA Club World Cup final halftime show. How long is a regulation soccer match?
90 minutes.
And question number five. 18 years ago today, in 2007, the series finale of The Sopranos happened. Which song does Tony put on the jukebox in the final scene that plays until the show cuts to black?
I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! So, Megan, I went to school in Malden growing up for like 10, 11 years. And in Malden, there was a Breslin funeral home, which is my last name. So as a child, everyone thought my parents owned the funeral home. And I was like, no, this is just, it's just different Breslin. Never.
Just my name.
Never worked in that business.
Kennedy, welcome back. Megan got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Michael Biehn appears in the animated film Predator, Killer of Killers, making him only the third actor ever to face off against a predator, an alien, and a Terminator. Terminator star Arnold Schwarzenegger became a governor following his acting career. Which state was he the governor of?
California.
Tied at 1. That is correct. Amanda Seyfried thinks Paramount owes her money for Mean Girls merch. She says she didn't get a cut of it, and she suggests she was taken advantage of because she was, quote, 17 and dumb. In Mean Girls, what is the word Gretchen keeps trying to make popular?
Fetch.
2-2. RM and V from BTS are officially done with their military service, making them the third and fourth members to complete their mandatory service. What is the BTS fandom called?
The BTS Army.
3-2. Question number 4. Doja Cat, Tems, and J Balvin will headline the first ever FIFA Club World Cup final halftime show. How long is a regulation soccer match?
90 minutes.
4-3. Question.
Thank you. Welcome to Wrexham.
Question number 5. 18 years ago today in 2007, the series finale of The Sopranos aired. Which song did Tony put on the jukebox in the final scene that plays until the show cuts to black?
Don't Stop Believin'.
That is correct.
And all of America thought their TV cut off and there was something wrong.
I know, right?
Every single person went to check the wires and I was furious.
All right, 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Megan, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you for calling in to play this morning. We appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
All right, well, good luck in school.
Have a good day at school.
Thank you.
What do you want
to
say?
Take
care. Yeah. Oh, no.
No. That's
not what we got around here. Got a little work to do, guy. A little work to do, Megan. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
My name is Megan from Rockland, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Did you know it's Hot Take Tuesday?
I did. Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You're crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday, where bad opinions come to die. One of us gives a hot take.
Boom. Hot take.
The rest of us burn it down. And friends, you're going to need some aloe. Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go.
617-655-1234. It is Hot Take Tuesday. You can call or text us with your hot take. Kennedy, I always love it when you go first. What do you got for us?
There is never, ever a reason to reply all.
It's Hot Take Tuesday. Tuesday,
I don't think would anybody argue against you on that one?
I have no notes.
I don't know that that's a hot take. I think everybody agrees with you.
Is that why I get so many replies in my inbox? Because no, it's not. No one agrees with me because people do it every single day.
Get them. I love fired up Kennedy.
Like if you're put... I mean, I hate to explain it. A hot take should just sit and land. But what I mean to say is if somebody sends, hey, I'm going to be on vacation these days, I will be unavailable. And you send it to a whole bunch of people, right?
And then somebody...
Have a great time. I don't care. Send that to them and them alone. If it's a message you're sending to someone, send it to me. You don't got to send it to everybody else. They don't care.
You're preaching to the choir. And 90% of our meetings could be emails.
That's another one. Save that for another Tuesday.
All right, next Tuesday, I'm going to yell about that.
Producer Dan, Hot Take Tuesday. What do you got, my friend?
All of these live-action adaptions and CGI remakes and just reimaginings of old shows are lazy, soulless cash grabs by Hollywood.
It's Hot Take
All of
Tuesday.
Can you give me an example?
Tuesday.
Every single Disney movie that's remaking 90s animated movies and just doing the same exact script, scene for scene, shot for shot, just to make $1 billion in the movies.
I gotcha.
They're all, make new movies. Make a new story. We've seen that. It's the same exact movie. Or this new Harry Potter series. I love Harry Potter. I've read all 7 books. I've watched all 8 movies.
Right.
I'm not going to watch this series because we have 7 books and 8 movies.
You're gonna
and
watch it's it.
I'm not going to watch it. And it is the same exact story. Make something. It's all lazy, soulless cash grabs.
Crime podcasts are the absolute worst, and they are the ruin of our society. I hate true crime podcasts, and I think they're awful.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
And I know Tuesday. Everybody loves true crime podcasts.
My girlfriend loves them and is actually going to a live show of her favorite true crime podcast.
I would contend you might not be listening to the right ones.
I'm going to tell you,
I don't like them either.
They are awful. They a lot of times they are done poorly. I have heard true crime podcasts where they're laughing and joking about things that are going on.
See, your blanket statement doesn't hold because, like, Serial was one of the best podcasts ever.
I agree. There's one.
No,
the other 5 million of them is an opportunity for you to watch a car wreck, and it's not good for your mental health. Turn them off. I said what I said. Don't at me, bro. Or if you want to call in and give us your opinion.
The whole point of this is to at you, so...
617...
It's like the whole bit.
655-1234. It is Hot Take Tuesday. Kristen is from Brighton. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
Hot Take Tuesday. What do you got?
It's a bad one. I don't want Brad Marchand to win the cup.
No!
Hang up on her!
Burn it down. What are we talking about?
Everyone gets their say here. The floor is yours, my friend.
Thank you. I'm a huge Marchand fan, huge hockey fan, grew up playing myself, but I don't like the Panthers and I don't like the Canucks, so let's go Trent Frederick and the Oilers.
Let me ask you this. Did you root against Tom Brady when he went to Tampa Bay and won a Super Bowl?
I did.
Okay, at least you're consistent on that one.
Okay, so I just disagree with you on all fronts. Okay.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Okay. We appreciate it. Hot Take Tuesday. Thank you, Kristen. Elizabeth is from Uxbridge. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Okay, I have people that block the grocery store aisles. So if you're going down the aisle and you have a carriage and there's someone coming the other way, don't stop your carriage in the same spot that they have theirs on the other side so nobody can get through or by. Also, don't stop your carriage and then stand on the opposite side of the aisle in front of your carriage looking at all of the groceries trying to figure out what you want because you're blocking the entire aisle. People behind you are waiting to get by. I'm not in there to chit-chat. I'm not in there to just stand around. I'm in there to get my stuff, pay, and get out.
Sidebar? Once you're done and you've gone through and you've paid for your groceries, don't stop and look at your receipt for 10 minutes right there.
Yep. Big fact.
I swear they didn't screw you. I promise.
Don't leave your cart in the middle of a parking space. Put it away. There's carousels everywhere.
Thank you, Elizabeth. She's been waiting to get that off her chest for
years. That felt good.
For years. She's been waiting to get that one off her chest for years.
That felt good.
It does feel good. We are here to defend our hot takes.
Or just let you say what you need to say.
I will cut you off in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
We are hoping for Brad Marchand to bring home the trophy, right, Dan?
Oh, absolutely. Shout out to the little ball of hate.
All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix. Streaming on the Odyssey app, 617-655-1234. Just quickly to recap our hot takes for today. Kennedy says the reply all, you should burn in hell.
I didn't go that far. I just said there's absolutely no reason to use it.
Producer Dan, what was your hot take again?
All of these live action adaptions or just constant reboots like this new Harry Potter series,
right?
They're all just soulless cash grabs.
They are absolutely that. Go watch the movie Sinners. That is original. It is fantastic. Love when you get original stuff. Thank you for the recommendation.
Of course.
My hot take was true crime podcasts are the end of our society as we know it and are the absolute worst and are bad for your mental health.
That's going to war with every white woman in suburbia.
Spencer's from Malden. Good morning, Spencer.
Hi, good morning.
Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have?
So, not all the time, obviously, but if a man does not like cats, I can generally say that he's pretty misogynistic and disrespectful to women.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
What about allergies? Because I'm allergic to cats. What? I like them. I just can't touch them or
I'll break. That's not what she said.
That's different.
Okay, I'm making it about you. But,
no, that's obviously that's different, but... No, cats, they have a lot of boundaries. They're pretty shy, so you have to respect their boundaries or, in order to get them to trust you.
Is this a scientific study or just your opinion?
Just my opinion.
What are hot takes, Carson?
I don't know. Maybe she read something on it.
Hold on. I want to dig into this. So you think if a man doesn't like cats, he's misogynistic or not respectful to women?
It's a general, she's saying it's a general flag.
Yeah. In general, if a man doesn't do the work to respect the cat's boundaries and get the cat to trust him, of course he's not going to like cats because cats don't like him. And so if he doesn't do the work to respect a cat's boundaries, he's probably not going to do the work to respect another person's boundaries or a woman's boundaries. And so, yeah, I can generally say, oh, you're not going to respect me as a person. So we have nothing more to say to each other.
You know, agree with it or don't. It's well-reasoned and well-thought out.
That's really, and she's thought a lot about this. This is not something that's ever crossed my mind. All right. That is interesting. Let's see. Katie's from Roslindale. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
I think bridal showers are completely pointless and really greedy on the bride
part. Hot Take Tuesday.
That's
Tuesday,
spicy.
Tuesday.
That's a spicy meatball.
You guys are bringing the heat this morning, and I am here for it.
Why do you feel that way?
We're already celebrating your marriage at your wedding, first of all. Second of all, you want me to give up a second Saturday to, like, watch you open gifts, like you're five at your birthday? Like, get out of here. Send the gift to their home or bring it to the wedding. And, like, why do we have to spend more time giving you attention over this?
Well, you understand how Hot Take Tuesday works really well.
She's like a five-year-old watching you open your gifts.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Michelle is from Medway. Good morning.
Hi. So my hot take seems like it would be not so bad, but maybe, I don't know, other people don't agree because they obviously do it. So
it's your hot take.
You've been lucky enough.
Whatever you want.
If you've been lucky enough to ride the MBTA, the commuter rail, to your job and back, you might know that if you go during any kind of rush hour and you try to find a seat, there are so many people who are just putting their bags on other seats or taking up two or three seats with their bodies. They clearly don't want you to sit with them. However, the MBTA is supposedly bleeding money, so they should be like airlines and they should charge for every seat occupied, regardless of if it's a human or not.
Oh,
it's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday. Interesting.
So even if you're like, you have one seat and that seat next to you is open and you throw a bag up there, no, you got to pay for that seat.
Or hear me all the way out on this one.
Okay.
Do what I do and say, excuse me, until they move it.
Oh, yeah. I
have no problem doing that. I'll travel with you any day.
All right. Thank you for that. Let's see. We have our good friend B-Side from Gloucester. Oh. Hot Take Tuesday.
Good morning. I feel like when someone poses a question on Facebook and it's been more than 12 hours and there's been 24 comments, you should read all 24 comments before you turn around and answer that question. Because I'm pretty sure They've already gotten their answer.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
B-Side, can I piggyback on that?
Yeah.
The people who read half of an article or just the headline and then comment angry when they don't realize the rest of the article completely debunks what they're saying, read the whole article before you comment your dumbness.
Oh, I am the worst about
God,
that.
Oh, my God, drives me insane.
Or just don't read the comments. I don't.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Julie from Medway.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Julie is a teacher. How many days left?
About five more days.
Let's get it.
About.
You're so close. Hang in
Very
there.
Very excited.
Yeah. What age do you
Thanks.
Teach?
I teach high school.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yes, I love my high schoolers.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more correctly than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. She's now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I think so.
21 years ago today in 2004, Ray Charles died of liver failure. Who won an Oscar for portraying him in the movie Ray?
Jamie Foxx.
Katy Perry had to dodge a rogue male fan who jumped on stage to dance with her in Sydney last night. In Katy's song, I Kissed a Girl, what does Katy sing she tasted when they kissed?
Cherry Chapstick?
Don McLean thinks Weird Al Yankovic's American Pie parody, The Saga Begins, is better than his original. Finish the lyric to the original. Take a listen.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing.
This will be the day that I die.
Video went viral of the owner of the Breaking Bad house yelling at fans, and even spraying them with a hose. She put the house on the market in January for $4 million. Which city is the Breaking Bad house located in?
Oh, it's in... is it... New Mexico. San Antonio?
Question number five, a list of movies to watch with your dad on Father's Day include The Godfather, Indiana Jones, and Field of Dreams. In Field of Dreams, an Iowa farmer builds a baseball diamond in his cornfield after hearing a voice whisper what to him?
Oh, man, I know this. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to be so mad that I don't get this.
Okay. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right.
What do you teach to your high school students?
I teach video production.
Oh, that's cool. And was certainly not offered when I was in high school. I like that.
Yeah, it's an elective, so hopefully kids kind of want to be there.
What do you guys use for software to edit video?
Adobe Premiere.
Oh, they got the fancy stuff.
Yeah, we do.
I'm a CapCut guy now, Dan.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's great, too.
Kennedy?
Yeah?
Julie got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friend.
Thank you.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
21 years ago today in 2004, Ray Charles died of liver failure. Who won an Oscar for portraying him in the movie Ray?
Jamie Foxx.
Tied at 1. Katy Perry had to dodge a rogue male fan who jumped on stage to dance with her in Sydney last night. In Katy's song, I Kissed a Girl, what does Katy sing she tasted when they kissed?
Cherry Chapstick.
Guys, it's not your concert. Stay off their stage.
Mm-hmm.
Don McLean thinks Weird Al's American Pie parody, The Saga Begins, is better than his original. Finish the lyric to the original. Take a listen.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys
This will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die.
What a song.
Tied to three, question number four.
You don't like that one?
Hate it.
It's too long, Dan.
Hot Take Tuesday.
I know, we're back to Hot Take Tuesday. It is long, though. You're not wrong, but I like it.
There's viral video of the owner of the Breaking Bad house yelling at fans and even spraying them with a hose. She's put the house on the market for $4 million, if you're interested, Kennedy. Which city is the Breaking Bad house located in?
Albuquerque.
So she doesn't want the fans to be there, but she wants to charge four times what it's worth because of the fans.
Yep.
4-3, question number five. A list of movies to watch with your dad on Father's Day. The Godfather, Indiana Jones, and Field of Dreams. In Field of Dreams, an Iowa farmer builds a baseball diamond in his cornfield after hearing a voice whisper what to him?
If you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
If you build it, he will come.
And then if you build it, they will
come. That's a Mandela effect.
Oh, I love the way you two are fighting right now.
The crowds came. You see, the crowds came.
I Googled it this morning to make sure. It's a Mandela effect.
Is it?
If you build it, he will come.
Get out of here.
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
No, I know, but then I thought, well, anyway.
Yeah.
I believe you, Dan. 100%.
I used to think Sinbad was in a genie movie in the 90s. That's not true either.
Shaquille.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win over Julie from Medway. Nice job, Kennedy.
Yeah, nice job.
Yeah, you both did very good. Those were hard. Julie, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Julie from Medway, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Every year, the Mix Beach House comes back bigger and better, and I think we've done it again. This is just wild what you're about to experience, and how you can win, just all of it. I'm just kind of, when they pitched this idea, I was like, is this really happening? This is really what we're going to do? Kennedy is very nervous right now. I can see it in her face.
No, you can say whatever you want now.
That was the time.
You have kept your mouth shut for all this time, and we're very proud of you, my friend.
Oh, you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no, specifically you.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You and you alone, sir.
All right, let's get to it. The Mix Beach House 2025.
Everyone knows when a Mix listener wins the Mix Beach House experience that it's not just a week-long stay on the shores of Cape Cod, but it's also a private performance at the Mix Beach House from a superstar like
John Bon Jovi,
Ed Sheeran, Bono,
Kelly Clarkson,
Dave Matthews,
John Mayer,
Crystal Coldplay,
Megan Trainor,
Rob from Matchbox 20.
But this summer, the Mix Beach House, presented by Keno, to celebrate the night with the Mass State Lottery, is going to have two waves. First, Mix 104.1 welcomes rock and roll legend.
Hi, this is Billy Idol. See me live at the Mix Beach House, where you'll win a stay, and I'll come play live for you and all your guests.
Superstar.
Hello, everyone. Put some miles on me.
Kane Brown.
See me live at the Mix Beach House. Some miles on me. That good a Chevy with the
engine running. I got one thing right. You. Two icons, two different performances at the beach house, plus a one-week stay for four at the award-winning Oceanfront Red Jacket Resort with boatloads of amenities to make your vacation complete. And Roach Brothers will give you $500 to stock your coolers and cabinets for the week. Will your friends be jealous? Oh, yes. But you'll get to bring 10 of them to the beach house performances. Get qualified with tickets on the 20. So Mix Beach House is sponsored by Red Jacket Resort, Roach Brothers, Hood Ice Cream, Absolute Ocean Spray Sparkling Cocktails, Kim Crawford Wines, JB Livery of Weymouth Transportation, and McFarlane Energy.
So thank God.
The Mix Beach House.
It's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Get qualified
on Mix 104.1.
And there it is. How about that?
Are we getting two beach house performances for the price of one?
Two for the price of one.
In this economy?
The Mix Beach House is back with my voice. Did you hear my voice? The Beach House is back. It's crazy. The Mix Beach House is back with rock legend Billy Idol. Kennedy, you've had a chance to see Billy Idol.
Not once, but twice.
And tell everybody what it's like. He's just next level.
When I tell you, I've seen him twice. I saw him at the Orpheum downtown. Mm-hmm. I saw him at the Big E.
Right.
Same show both times. Just played the hits.
Yep.
Loved everybody who was there. He can still command a stage. He sounds fantastic. And I'm out of my mind.
His guitarist,
right now.
Steve
Stevens. I can't.
Steve Stevens.
I'm
yes,
out of my
he's going to be there too. And then country superstar Kane Brown. Of course, Kane Brown. What did shows at Fenway Park, and now he's going to be on the back.
Yeah, sold out Fenway Park back-to-back nights. No big deal.
No big deal. Presented by our good friends at Keno. Celebrate the night with the Mass State Lottery. We want to say thank you to Roach Brothers for the $500 gift card to stock up for your week-long stay on Cape Cod. And new this year, thank you to Red Jacket Beach Resort. So you're going to be staying there. All of the amenities. This place is incredible. It's going to be a wonderful time for you and your family. Absolute Ocean Spray Sparkling Cocktail. Also, thanks to Hood Ice Cream, to Kim Crawford Wines, to McFarlane Energy, and JB Livery of Weymouth. Now, how do you get into the Mixed Beach House?
Mm-hmm.
It is all about tickets on the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be starting tickets on the 20s. It'll happen at 9:20 and then at 12:20, 2:20, 4:20, and 6:20. And what's going to happen is for tickets on the 20s, you'll hear that cute call. You call in, you'll be caller number 14. And we're going to be giving away tickets to all of the biggest shows. I was looking at the list of some of the shows they were giving away tickets to. Coldplay, Billy Idol, Luke Bryan, Katy Perry, Shawn Mendes, Bare Naked Ladies, John Legend, Kesha, Mumford & Sons, and so many others. So we'll be giving away those concert tickets again at 9:20, 12:20, 2:20, 4:20, and 6:20. And then you're in for that grand prize to win the Mixed Beach House again with rock legend Billy Idol and country superstar Kane Brown. Is there anything we've missed here, Kennedy?
I mean, did you talk about where they're staying and the food they're getting? Did we do all that?
I believe we did all of that. We talked about Red Jacket Resorts.
I mean, someone else going to make your bed every morning? Thank you.
You like that one.
I'm pretty sure Billy Idol's going to come over and make your bed.
No.
Oh, is that not in the...
Yes, Kane Brown would be there to make your bacon and eggs every morning. None of that is happening, actually. 617-655-1234. If you want to call in, you want to talk about the announcement for the Mixed Beach House. Maybe you've been to a beach house before and you can explain a little bit better to everybody what it's like to be there. Or maybe you've seen one of these shows, Kane Brown or Billy Idol, and you just want to share what those concerts are like. 617-655-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Just thinking about Billy Idol doing that song at the Mixed Beach House and then all the boat people.
When I told you, when he performed that both times, I mean, no. The place was vibrating because not one person was not singing.
Right. So if you missed the announcement, the Mixed Beach House is back. And yes, two artists are going to be performing that week. So we have the rock legend Billy Idol and country superstar Kane Brown. Again, big thank you to Keno. Celebrate the night with the Mass State Lottery. Let's see. Hang on. People want to talk to us, Kennedy. People want to talk to us. We have Melissa from Abington. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Have you ever seen Kane Brown before?
Yeah, like 5 times.
Oh, what's what?
I'm so excited.
I don't think I've seen him before. How are his shows?
Oh my, they're so good. Like so I saw him twice at the Garden, twice at Fenway, and then Memorial Day weekend this year in New Hampshire. And he has, like, the fireworks, and he has fire. Like, there's so much going on. It's so fun.
So you're a casual fan.
I don't feel there'll be fire.
You know
here,
what? But... I kind of am.
And I feel like, does his wife travel with him? Because I know she performs on some of his songs. I wonder if she's coming, too.
I would assume so, because every time I've seen him that he had his song out with Caitlin, she's come on stage. And it's just for that one song. Mm,
that's awesome. All right. Well, thank you for getting us hyped up. Good luck to you. We hope you win, okay?
Me too. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Melissa. So how do you become a finalist for the Mixed Beach House? It's going to start this morning at 9:20. At 9:20, 12:20, 2:20, 4:20, and 6:20. And today we're giving away tickets for Mumford & Sons. They're going to be at the Xfinity Center. So Mumford & Sons today for tickets on the 20s. Real quick, we want to talk to Rachel from the Lottery. We are so excited to have them back on board again this year. Rachel, good morning. Hello. Welcome back. And thank you for you guys for sponsoring the Mixed Beach House again this year.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're really excited to partner with you again for the Beach House. This is our second year sponsoring. We had a great time last year. And as you already said, it's going to be even better this year.
Yeah, two for the price of one this year.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. It's double the fun with two guest artists.
I mean, I don't know about you, but if I go and get scratchies, I'm getting two. Maybe not for the price of one, but I'm always getting two.
Of course.
I don't know. I don't think anything's going to be better than the Jaws hat that I got last year from the lottery.
You never know.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty incredible. I mean, I wasn't here. I wasn't with the lottery at that time, but even just being able to see it from afar was great. And the lottery is just such an incredible place. Just earlier in May, we had an event honoring our 50th anniversary of the first instant ticket. So we did a live event there at the lottery headquarters where we gave out some more swag. No Jaws hats, of course, but it was a really, really great time. So I can only imagine how Jaws was.
I know people may or may not realize this, but the funds go back into our cities and towns and our communities. Can you talk about where that money goes from the lottery?
The lottery is very proud that our net profits go towards supporting all of our 351 cities and towns across Massachusetts. So the revenue the lottery generates goes back into our communities as unrestricted local aid. And what that means is that it's up to the municipality to decide what they use the money for once they get that money from the state as part of the annual budget. So it could go from something to local park upkeep or school building repairs or street repairs. It's really up to the cities and towns, but that money does make a really big difference to our communities.
And I know you guys are doing something pretty cool with Keno in the Mixed Beach House this year. What's that?
Absolutely. We're really excited because this year, Keno's playing a central role in our Beach House sponsorship. Hopefully you've seen some of our advertising. We're really excited about our Celebrate the Night campaign for Keno. So it's really just about highlighting how Keno is a great addition to any night out with your friends or family. And you can play for a small amount, as low as $1. So if you're interested or anyone listening is interested, you can find your local spot that has Keno available by checking the Mass Lottery website. And finally, we're really excited to be offering a pair of tickets to each of the performances this year. So for anyone looking for an extra chance to win their way into the Beach House, please visit masslottery.com for more details.
Kennedy, you are the Keno queen.
I love Keno.
I know that about
Give
you.
Give me a good dive bar, a touch tunes jukebox, and Keno, and I'm set. Set.
Amazing.
All right. Well, it's good to chat with you, Rachel. Thanks again.
Thanks
so much.
Thanks, Rachel.
Okay. Have a nice day.
Bye.
Hey, all our listeners, here's the big news. Hey, all our listeners, put on your dancing shoes. Hey, all our listeners, we've got your tickets. They're on the 20s, then you're on the list. Hey, all our listeners, let's go. It's a nice day to head to the Cape. Come on, it's a nice day at the Mixed Beach House. Yeah, it's a nice day to see Billy and Kane. Ow!
Kennedy was way too excited to put that together.
I have had that in my brain for quite a while.
What was that noise you made at the end there?
Yow! Let's go!
I'm with it.
Who's with me? We ride at dawn. Gen X ladies, where you at? Now. I am out of my mind.
All right, if you want more details too, just follow along on our socials. You can go to mix1041.com, and we will start this morning at 9:20 with your first chance to become a finalist for the Mixed Beach House. Featuring rock legend Billy Idol and country superstar Kane Brown.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. You can find out more. Go to SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Amanda from Wareham.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
We kick Kennedy out, please, Amanda.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So you understand how this works. Five trivia questions, all about pop culture things. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money, okay?
Okay.
You've been studying up?
No.
No, there's more important things to life, right? Kennedy's exactly. In that soundproof studio right now. Here we go. Question number one. Lisa Kudrow says it was really work playing Phoebe on Friends because of how far she was from the character in her real life. What is the most well-known song that Phoebe used to sing on Friends?
Smelly cat?
A couple in Virginia says a Starbucks worker refused to get them ice water during a medical emergency because they did not wait in line. Which city did Starbucks originate in?
Oh, goodness gracious. I have no idea.
Question number three, a list of some of the best dads in movie history include Chevy Chase in the Vacation series, Robin Williams in Mrs. Doubtfire, and Bruce Willis in Armageddon. What is the name of the family in National Lampoon's Vacation?
Oh, my God.
Need an answer.
I can't think of it. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to get kicked out of your family after they find out you
missed this. I know, seriously.
Question number four. Judy Garland was born today in 1922. She played Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz and also starred in a movie that's been remade four times, most recently with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Name that film.
Something about the stars. Oh, my God. What is that called? Ah, this is harder than it.
I know. I didn't believe me. As someone who plays every once in a while, I get it.
I love when people just start making noises like, ah! It's okay. You're doing great.
Question number five.
I have no idea.
Morgan Wallen has three different albums, all currently in the Billboard Top 10. Can you name two of them?
No.
Okay. Let's get Kennedy not. Back in the studio.
We appreciate that. Very concise.
That was quick. I understand you're a nurse, Amanda?
Yes.
Well, thank you for that.
Thank you.
You're doing actually good work. We're just over here clowning around.
The people need us, Carson.
It's true.
They do.
Amanda got 1 out of 5.
Sooch.
Did I hear somebody yell "Sooch" in the background? Sounded like no. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Lisa Kudrow says it was really work playing Phoebe on Friends because of how far she was from the character in her real life. What is the most well-known song that Phoebe used to sing on Friends?
Smelly Cat.
Tied at 1. A couple in Virginia says a Starbucks worker refused to get them ice water during a medical emergency because they did not wait in line. Which city did Starbucks originate in?
Seattle.
Sir, yes, I know you're missing an arm, but I'm going to need you to get in line. No, I don't know what happened. I was just...
He was in, like, stage 4 kidney failure.
Was he really?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, can I have a cup of water? And they're like, sir, line starts there. And you can't have the code to the bathroom either. Great customer service. 2-1. Question number three. A list of some of the best dads in movie history include Chevy Chase in the Vacation series, Robin Williams in Mrs. Doubtfire, and Bruce Willis in Armageddon. What is the name of the family in National Lampoon's Vacation?
The Griswolds.
3-1. Yep. Sounds familiar now, right, Amanda?
Yes, it does.
Judy Garland was born today in 1922. She played Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, also starred in a movie that's been remade four times, most recently with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Name that film.
Star is Born.
Yes, Star is Born. 4-1. Morgan Wallen has three different albums, all currently in the Billboard Top 10. Can you name two?
I'm the Problem. And No.
One Thing at a Time and Dangerous. 4-1 is the final score. Kennedy, it turns out you're pretty good at this trivia stuff. Who knew?
I try.
Dan, I have an idea. We should make this some sort of regular segment on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple times.
I just feel like people would like Campy Kennedy for some reason. Amanda, unfortunately, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and calling into play. And for all that, I'm sure, amazing work you're doing as a nurse as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Amanda from Wareham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by our good friends at Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Michelle from Methuen.
Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
I sure can. Good luck.
You too, thanks.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, and you win $1,000, okay?
Yes, I hope so.
I saw you're just driving home from the vet's office for the dog.
Yes, our dog. He's a golden retriever.
Yeah, that probably cost $1,000.
Absolutely. I can definitely use it.
All right, here we go. Kennedy's gone. Remember, a tie is a loss for you. Question number one. The BET Awards for 2025 aired last night with Mariah Carey, Jamie Foxx, Kirk Franklin, and Snoop Dogg all receiving this year's Ultimate Icon Awards. Kevin Hart hosted, and there were performances that included Lil Wayne, Teyana Taylor, and Glorilla. What does BET stand for?
Black Entertainment Television.
And speaking of Lil Wayne, question number two, his new song, Island Holiday, samples this band's song, Island in the Sun. Name the band.
Weezer.
Music legend Rod Stewart has been forced to cancel several more shows. He says he's recovering from the flu. Which of these is not a Rod Stewart song? Do You Think I'm Sexy? Truly. Have I Told You Lately? Which one is not?
The second one, Truly.
Question number four. Jared Leto has been accused of sexual misconduct by 9 women. The allegations include the assault of a 17-year-old and inappropriate conversations with a 16-year-old. Jared denies all of it. Jared and his brother have a rock band. Can you name the band?
Oh, my God. I'm totally going to guess Kings of Leon.
And question number five. Lilo and Stitch held on to the top spot at the box office this past weekend with The Ballerina opening in second. The Ballerina is a movie from the world of which other movie franchise?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, The Ballerina. It's a new movie. It is from the world of another movie franchise.
The world of another movie franchise?
Yeah, it's,
it's a spinoff of which movie franchise?
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
That's fair.
No idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It's a tough question. Did you know it, Tim?
Yes, I sure did.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I have. I don't know if I'm going to go see it in theaters. I might go catch it on cable.
Yeah, same. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Michelle from Methuen got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
That's up my dinger there.
A little soft ding.
It's a little genuine pony ding.
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
The BET Awards aired last night with Mariah Carey, Jamie Foxx, Kirk Franklin, and Snoop Dogg receiving the Ultimate Icon Awards. Kevin Hart hosted, and there were performances from Lil Wayne, Teyana Taylor, and Glorilla. What does BET stand for?
Is it Black Excellence Television? Black Entertainment Television?
Yeah. Black Entertainment Television. They did a tribute to 106 and Park on there. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, Kennedy. They had B2K there. They had Maya there.
Did you see Jamie Foxx's acceptance speech?
I have not seen that. I didn't see that. Is it good?
You will need this box
of
Kleenex.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
It's 1-0 for Michelle Kennedy.
Woo!
$1,000 on the line. Question number two. Speaking of Lil Wayne, his new track, Island Holiday, samples this band's song, Island in the Sun. Name the band.
Weezer.
2-1.
Hey.
Question number three. Music legend Rod Stewart has been forced to cancel several more shows. He says he's recovering from the flu. Which of these is not a Rod Stewart song? Do You Think I'm Sexy? Truly. Have I Told You Lately? Which one is not?
Truly.
That is Lionel Richie. 3-2 for Michelle. Question number four. Jared Leto has been accused of sexual misconduct by 9 different women. Jared denies all of it. He and his brother have a rock band. Name the band.
30 Seconds to Mars.
That is correct. Oh. We are tied at 3, going to the final question, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Lilo and Stitch held on to the top spot at the box office this past weekend with The Ballerina opening in second. The Ballerina is from the world of which movie franchise?
John Wick.
It is from John Wick. That is. Yeah. Yeah. 4-3 is the fun. Did I say Michelle had 4? Maybe I misspoke. I can't remember.
You said 3.
Okay.
At least that's what I wrote down.
Yeah.
She had 3.
Okay. She had 3, correct. Kennedy, you got 4. Nice work.
Thank you.
Had you a little tripped up in the beginning. I thought it was going to be.
You sure did. I thought that was it.
Yeah, I did too. Well, Michelle, we appreciate you listening and playing this morning. Unfortunately, you don't win the $1,000. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Michelle. I'm from Methuen, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.